You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 88. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, founder and CEO of This Woman Can. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, this week, I want to talk about a topic that's very concerning for a lot of women as we're heading back to work. That is all about having the confidence to be the boss that your business now needs. Now, as far as I'm concerned, every woman is a boss. It's just that some women aren't aware of the potential that already exists in them. It really doesn't matter what age you are or how much money you have or where you are in life. Let me tell you now, you are a boss. That phrase fills me with such power, and I get it, it's not for everyone, but for me, thinking about it makes me feel like all of the other strong women in my family that have given me the strength. Having the confidence and feeling like a boss is really good for your health. Even if you have those days when you are giving yourself multiple positive pep talks like I have to sometimes. I get sometimes that anxious or depression that I deal with. And it even took me a while to start recording this because most days while I feel like a confidence person, there are days when the voice in the back, very back of my head, I like to call her the inner mean girl, can show up and ask me, who do I think I am? I want you to know that even that person we all know who totally looks like she has all her ish together, still has those days when she questions herself. So how can you feel more confident and walk back into work, walk into that room feeling like a boss? Let me share with you some of the actions I've used over the years to become more confident and what I use on the days that I don't. The first one is having positive self-talk. I really don't use negative words about myself because your attitude, what you say to yourself, really all has an impact on you and how you feel. Second is being stronger than that inner mean girl. You know, the one that tells you you can't do anything because you'll always fail. She's your constant and persistent self-doubt. The key is to be stronger than her. And in order to do that, being kind to yourself is where you need to start. So the next time someone gives you a compliment, don't say something demeaning about yourself. You know you do it, you know. Simply say thank you. It really is such a rush just to accept a compliment and move on. Number three is give zero dams. Just don't give a damn. Maybe this one comes with practice and age. It probably did for me. It took years and then one day I literally just woke up and got it. Caring about what other people think can put you in a pretty dark place and you can actually lose opportunities. And I stopped trying to go along and started expressing myself. And I used to be afraid that if I had an opinion, people would judge me harshly or maybe not like me. And when I started not caring, the opposite actually happened. People who mattered started respecting me more. And quite frankly, I started to respect myself even more, which then gave me even more confidence. So boom. Giving zero F's is amazing. Try it and I dare you. Next, remember that everyone you know is freaking out. That's absolutely everyone. Even the person you are sure has it totally all together is freaking out at one time or another. And I've always found it useful to remember that everyone is human and everyone has their good and bad days. It's just that some of them are better at keeping their cool than others. When that thought fails me and I run into someone that I might find a little intimidating, just remember that everyone goes to the toilet the same way. And I have a little giggle at the thought and that really clears up my insecurities because we're not confident every single day. Number five is don't be afraid to make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes because that's how we naturally learn. It's what you do with your mistakes that matters. Do you learn from them or do you just keep in the same mistakes over and over? Hopefully you learn from them and more importantly, you own your mistakes. Don't be afraid though. People will respect you if you own your mistakes and fix them if needed. So go out there and try something you've always wanted to do. If you mess up, you'll do it better next time. And it's really freeing to do away with all those ifs, what ifs that are holding you back. Number six is own it. You are who you are, and trying to be somebody else is incredibly draining and hard work. You and no one else has got you this far in life. And in your journey, you have to trust yourself to take yourself through the rest of it. Self-confidence will always be a journey, because there'll always be new situations coming up that are outside your comfort zone. There'll always be new people to meet, new situations to face, and there will always, certainly always be people making demands on your time and resources when you've only just got enough for yourself. So use those tips to get ahead and stay confident. You know you can do it. So I hope that's helped you get ahead and get confident, go confidently back to work. Don't forget, you can rate, review, subscribe and share the podcast wherever you're listening. Please, that's how I get the word out to other women. And don't forget, you can join the This Woman Can Network online. It's free. Just head over to www.thiswomancan.coach. And so until next time, remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care.